Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you, we give you glory. Isaiah 60, we take verse 1 to 3. We read together Isaiah 60, 1 to 3. I lay foundation. We are going to take it slow and handle many things. But today I just want to introduce and lay the foundation for what we'll be doing in the next Wednesdays. Slowly handling issues that have to do with our glory and our virtue. Psalm Isaiah 60, 1 to 3. Is he on the screen? Can we go together? Let's go. Arise. I can't hear you. Arise. Shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Let's go ahead. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of rising. I was shocked the first day I learned that the moon does not have light. You know, he gave the sun to rule by night. By day and the moon by night. He made two great lights, one to rule by day, another to rule by night. Please listen to me. If you get this one straight very well, the others become very easy. Man is nothing apart from God. Man has glory, but that glory of man is derived from the glory of God. So the sun is a light. The moon, like the earth, doesn't have light. What the moon does is to locate itself strategically, and it reflects the light of the sun. If you look at verse 1 to 3, let's look at it again. It's in fact is somewhere there. Verse 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen. When he says our light has come, it doesn't necessarily mean we are the one generating the light. It is that the light of God and the glory of the Lord is shining upon us. A man who will be glorified is a man who will position himself to reflect the glory of the Lord. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. Look at it again. The Lord will do what? Will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen. Did you read Psalm 84 where the Bible says the Lord is a sun and a shield? When we talk about glory, kabod in Hebrew, doxa in Greek, we are talking about God and his glory. If you are not in God, your glory cannot shine. In fact, you don't have any. As we station ourselves, position ourselves in alignment, as we abide in him, his glory arises upon us. Many people have prayed some Isaiah 9:60. It does not work in their life. They are not positioned. They are not aligned. They are not found in him. So as we are seated, we are like moon. We can shine bright, but we shine as we align ourselves with the sun. Do we understand that? Do you know what an eclipse is? An eclipse occurs when the moon is between the sun and the earth, or when the earth is between the sun and the moon. I hope I'm right. And there's one they call eclipse of the moon, there's one they call There's a solar eclipse and there is lunar eclipse. Am I still correct? Okay, I don't want to say wrong things here. So, there's a way that some things can come between you and the glory of the Lord. When that happens, you don't shine. We'll handle those things. Lift your right hand up. Say, Lord, you are my son. I shine as you shine. Say, nothing covers my shining. Lift your hand. Say, Lord, you are my son. Say, I align myself with you. Say, I have accepted Jesus into my life. My life is in alignment with you. Say, therefore, as I position myself in Christ, say, I begin to shine. Can I explain? I begin to shine. I begin to shine. I begin to shine. I begin to shine. I am aligned. I am alive. I am alive with the glory of the Lord. And I begin to shine. I am alive. I am alive. I am alive. I am alive with the glory of the Lord. And I begin to shine. I am alive. 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 I align, I align, I align, I align, I align, I align. And I begin to shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. The glory is God's. That's just what I want us to know. Can we read God? Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. The original glory belongs to who? Hello, original glory belongs to who? The God gives us his glory. We'll go there. Let's read together again. For yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted. Lift your two hands up. Can we thank him? Let's say, let's read that to him. Verse 11. And then we'll move to 12. 11. Let's see that. Let's go. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that's in heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head above all. Let's go. Both riches and honor come from you. And you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength. And the Lord wants to make you great. Glory. Let's go back to verse 11 and 12 and take it one more time. Lift your right hand, your two hands up. Let's go. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Seek them now, both riches and honor come from you, and you rule them all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength. Lift your hands up, say thank you, because it has pleased you to make me great, to make my life glorious, and to give me strength. Can you thank him? Thank him. Thank him. It is in your hands. And you have decided to make me great and to give me strength. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I magnify your name. Ibeke tekeria. Lama karia kededede. Yopokote kete nebo. Rebekeria dadada. Yours is the glory. Yours is the honor. It has pleased you to make me great and my life glorious. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 24:7-10. He is the King of glory. There is no glorious destiny apart from God. It might look like it, but it's a fading glory. If it is not in alignment with God, it is a fading glory. Yours is a glory. Let's pray. Let's go. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord almighty. Did you remember 1 Chronicles 29:11? For yours. I wish you can divide the screen and have the two by side. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Your Father. Your King. The one that lives in you. The one that rules. He is the King of glory. Let's lift our two hands up and say, King of glory, we give you glory. We glorify your name. We bless your name. We bow in humble adoration. King of glory, we surrender to you today. The glorious God, the one that was and is and is to come, the Lord of all glory, the one that gives glory. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We thank you. We bless your name. You know, the people that he glorifies are the people that knows how to give him glory. Lift your hands to him. In your own words, praise him. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. Give him glory. 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 The one whose glory will arise upon us. We give you glory. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We have come to give you glory. We have come to align. We have come to magnify your name. Exalt his name. Give him glory. We give you glory. We magnify your name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Sakoko glory me. Give him glory, magnify his name, make it tell it. Magnify his name, magnify him. Give him worship. Give him honor. I see your life changing. I see your glory turning around. Just give him glory, glory. I see your situation changing. As you give him glory, I see a turn around. I see a turnaround. I see a turnaround. I see a miracle. As you give him glory, Erebakoria, Ebeketeke, Rebekeria kata, Eria kata. Give him glory. Give him glory. Ebeketeke Eria kata. Minu. Worship him, worship him. Worship the King of glory. 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 We have come to our life. We have come to our life. To the King of Glory. Psalm 8:1-3. Maybe you should do New King James today. New King James. Can we read together? Oh Lord. I can't hear. Oh Lord. Our Lord. How excellent your name. Who have set your word? Your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies. And nothing infant. You have ordained strength. Because of your enemies. That you may silence. Look at it. Is God not? Is God not funny? There's an enemy. He now gave infant strength against him, and he went to rest. Not even the youth, not even the adult. That is his glory. When his glory is upon you, it doesn't matter your state, you become a victor. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Verse 3. The moon and the star. Continue. Which you have ordained. Continue. Continue. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that he is. For you have made him a little lower than Elohim. And you have crowned him. Adibo Korea Gadada. The one who has the glory has crowned you with glory and honor. Verse 5. Some of us, me particularly, I don't like the use of angel there. That word translated angel there is the same word used in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, Elohim. This same place where it was translated angel, is still Elohim. Elohim can mean heavenly beings, and Elohim is also used for God. I feel he has made him a little lower than God. But some people's mind looks somehow. So I prefer saying he has made him a little lower than Elohim. And he is our son. He is our glory. And he has now crowned us with glory. I want to lift your two hands up. Say, glorious God, I thank you for crowning me with glory and honor. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. I thank you, glorious God, for crowning my life with glory and honor. Glory and honor, 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 glory and honor. I thank you. My life is crowned with glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. I want you to keep saying this until it moves from your head into your heart. You see, if you are going through challenging circumstances, this verse might not be real to you. He has crowned him with glory and honor. Why am I just going through this wahala? It doesn't stop fast. Lift your two hands up. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned with glory and honor. Can I hear you say that? Repeatedly. With glory and honor. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned with glory. My life is crowned with glory. My family crowned with my children crowned. I am crowned with glory and honor. Glory and honor, 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 glory and honor. I am crowned with 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 glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because of that, from today, let your life be glorious. Did you hear that prayer? Yamaganda kende riboku riada. Lift your hands up. Maga riagada. Rete beke riagada. Ebe riagada. Let the glory of the Lord dispel every darkness in any area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Say shout again, let me. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned with glory and honor. My life is crowned with glory and honor. I am crowned with glory and honor. Ada rebo koria katata. Maria katete. Mazata kata. Ereketeke. Rebeketeke. Rebeketeke ria. Aria katata. I am crowned with glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have you seen Psalm 84, verse 11? Still laying foundation for what the Lord wants to do for us. Psalm 84, verse 11. Can we read together? I've quoted it many times today. Let's go. It's a son and sheep. To whom will he give it to? Okay, let's read everything. Let's go. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he be told from those. See, in my little time in life, I have not seen anything better than grace and glory. No man can give the two. And he said, no good thing will he be told from them that walk uprightly. Let's just stay with these two good things. Good thing. That good thing is grace and honor. Look at somebody. Say, the Lord give you grace and glory. Don't another say, the Lord give you grace and glory. And another person say, the Lord give you grace and glory. Another person say, the Lord give you grace and glory. Look at the fourth person. Say, the Lord give you grace and glory. You are the fifth person. Can you raise your right hand now and say, oh Lord, arise by your power and your favor. Give me grace and glory. Grace, grace, grace and glory. Grace and glory. Grace and glory. Grace and glory. I am in grace and glorified. I am in grace and glorified. Arise, O Lord. Give me grace and glory. Yamakata rebo koriakata. Erikete rededo. My daughters, grace and glory. My spouse, grace and glory. Rabakeria da 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 da. Ebekete kerikete rededo. Yamakata rebo koriakata. Grace and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. So when it comes to glory, it is only God that can give it. Do we understand this foundation? It is only God that has glory. And it is only God that can give glory. When God said in Genesis 1, 26-28, let's create man in our image. If God is glorious, then we have an image of glory. That is why I said we are like the moon that reflects everything that is in him. So you have a glorious destiny. If your life does not look so, you must contend for it. You have a glorious destiny. You have a glorious destiny. Remember Psalm 8 that we read? When I consider the heavens and the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man, that thou visited him? You have made him a little lower than Elohim, and have crowned him with glory and honor. And the Lord gives glory. He gives grace and glory. And no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Whatever is taking you away from grace and glory, every sin, whatever is not making you upright. Handle it yourself. You know your life better. Let me not raise prayer points for you. What do you think is in your life that is taking grace and glory away? Handle by the blood.
I come by the blood of Jesus. Everything contesting with grace and glory, everything enticing me away from grace and glory, I bring the blood of Jesus against them. Sin, sex, sexual immorality. Rama ketele bokoria katala. Whatever is taking me away from the glorious destiny you have planned for me, every form of shortcut, I come against them by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1 Peter 2:9. See, talking about glory and what he has made us. Can we read? But I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his, look at that word, the last word, what is it? Marvelous. That's an explanation of glory. Give me King James. So when he said, for your light has come, is a narrow name for glory. Call you out of darkness into his marvelous light. ESV, there's a translation that uses glory. Okay, let's leave it there. You have been called into marvelous light. You have been called into glory. You have been called into glory. You have been called to a life of glory. Therefore, whatever is not glorious in your life, let them dry up. Lift your two hands up. Say, whatever is not glorious in my life, say, I have been called to a life of glory and grace. Say, let them dry up. Dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. Let them dry up. I can't hear you. Whatever is not glorious in my life, let them be taken away. Let them dry up, dry up, dry up. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You seem not to understand. If you are owing somebody and the person is calling you for payment and you can't pay, that is not a glorious life. The Lord wants to miraculously supply your needs by his glory. So when I say whatever is not glorious in my life, I didn't expect you to pray that way. I expect you to mention specifically the things that are not glorious and ask them to vamoose, to dry up. Lift your two hands up. Say delay. I didn't say delay. You are not glorious. Come to an end in my life. Anything delayed in my life, you are not glorious. Come to an end. Whatever is not glorious in my life, come to an end. Dry up. Dry up, dry up, dry up. Whatever is not glorious in my life, let them dry up. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Now, let's get to another gem. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. What does it say? Arise. What does it mean to arise? It means to get up from sitting, from lying down, from kneeling. To arise means to awaken, to wake up. To arise means to move upward. To arise means to come into being, to take action. To arise means to be noticed. To arise means to appear. Tell somebody, appear. To arise means to appear. Do you understand that? Therefore, everywhere you have been covered, it's your time of appearing now. Say, it's my time of appearing. Say, I arise and shine. Say, it's my time of appearing. I arise, I arise, I arise. I arise and I shine. And the book of the dead, It's my time of appearance. I arise. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. John the Baptist was in the wilderness, eating honey and locusts. But when his time of appearance came, everybody went to meet him in the wilderness. Are you here? It doesn't matter where you are. It's your time of appearance. Let goodness, mercy, grace and glory begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, it's my time of appearance. Say, I appear, I appear. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, when you are in the wilderness, it looks very dark. Your experiences are not pleasant. Sometimes you will pray and pray and pray. Nothing seems to be happening. But in the midst of that, he is preparing you for your appearance. Are you here? And for some of you that have gone through those nasty experiences, hear the word of the Lord. It's your time of appearance. You are appearing from that wilderness. You are appearing from that desert. You are appearing from those unpleasant situations. In the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. Appear, 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 appear. In the name of Jesus. Wherever the enemy has buried you, by the thunder of the Lord, you are removed from that place and you will appear. Can I hear you say, appear? Say, from where I've been buried, from where I've been hidden, from where I've been cast, from every darkness, say, I appear. Say, by light, I appear. Can I hear you pray, by light, I come by light, I appear. I appear. I appear, I appear, I appear. It's my time of appearance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Whoever is sitting when they are supposed to be standing, whoever is at a standstill, whoever is stagnant, whoever is tied up, whoever has tarried for a long time at the place, whoever is warming the bench anywhere, arise and appear. Gloriously appear. Gloriously appear. Gloriously appear. Lift your two hands and say, appear gloriously. In the name of Jesus, can you make that declaration? I appear gloriously, gloriously. In this season, I appear gloriously. Rabaka Riakatala, Manakata Kateke, Eriakatala, Erikete de Devo. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will bow down here. Say, from wherever I have been buried, say, by the thunder of the Lord, I appear. Can I say, from wherever I have been buried, from wherever my glory has been buried, by the thunder of the Lord, I appear. Can I hear you? From wherever I have been buried, by the thunder of the Lord, I appear, I appear. From wherever I have been buried, by the thunder of the Lord, I appear, I appear. From wherever I have been buried, by the thunder of the Lord, I appear, 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 I appear. I appear by the thunder of the Lord. I appear in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Still laying foundation. What does it mean to shine? Have your seat. We still pray. To shine is to sparkle, to glow. To shine is to appear with brightness and clearness. Nobody here will appear with darkness again. In the name of Jesus. You know, most time I try to explain the light of God for you. When you read Acts chapter, is it 9? Where was Paul accosted by the Lord? Is it Acts chapter 9? Is it 9 or 13? 9. You know, it was 12 midnight. A light shone upon him. Go and check it. You don't need torch. You don't need light at 12 midnight. 12 noon. But the light came upon him and the light made a difference. And God said, let there be light. It was on the fourth day, or is it fifth day, that God created the sun and the moon. Which light was keeping them? It was God himself. If you read Revelation, he said, there shall be no sun and moon there. He said, the Lord himself shall be the light. See, that light, it doesn't matter if it is moon. It will shine the light of glory. What he's saying is that it doesn't matter how many people are shining. When you appear, your light is different. Because you are a moon aligned to the sun of the Lord. And his light comes upon you. Are you here? There are light and there are light. But there is one light. Hello. John 1, 4 and 9. John 1, verse 4. John 1, verse 4. Look at this. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Jesus, the light of God. He lives in you. Let his light shine over every area of your life. I didn't hear amen. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand here. Manga kirikada. The first thing God spoke into existence was light. Maritetekeria katala. We speak life, life into your life, life into your life, life into your life, life into your life, light, 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 let there be light in your life, let there be light, let there be light. In the name of Jesus, that thing that has been confusing you, that thing you have been looking for a way for, let the light of God shine in that area. In the name of Jesus. Verse 9. Oh my God, time. We will see, pray that prayer. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming. If you don't know Jesus, you don't have light on this world. That light is light. And that light is what shines, that gives light to every man coming into the world. That you belong to him. Therefore, light. Whatever light does in the life of a man, whatever God intends life to do in this world, let light begin to do in your life. Let it be done 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 in your life. In the name of Jesus. To shine is to excel, to be conspicuous, to be visible. To shine is to stand out. To shine is to be distinct. To shine is to be eminent or distinguished. To shine is to perform extremely well. Not to just be shine, bobo, yo. Distinct. Set apart. Distinguished. Doing extremely well. By the time we finish this series, you will not recognize yourself. By what light and glory we do. Every inglorious part of your life, let the light of God conquer that area. Let light shine in that area. Let light shine in that area. In the name of Jesus. Now go to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Let's go back. We end here. Let's reach better. Let's go. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Read it again. Let me hear you. I can't hear you. Are you sure you are in charge? Now, if you heard me talk about glory before, I normally explain that glory is one of the words that you cannot explain by one single word. Glory is a word that after you have put all the words that I explain it together, it still does not capture it. Please listen to me. Glory is one of the words that there is no single word that can explain it. Now, many words explain glory. Even after you have brought together all these words to explain it, it still does not capture the essence of glory. Kabod. Glory means abundance. We thank you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. You are wonderful. You are. Just lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Close your eyes, Peter. You are wonderful. You. Can you see his angels around? Everything the devil has deformed in your glory, let there be a repair now. Let there be a repair now. There is a repair now. The angels of God are here. There is a repair in your destiny. There is a repair in your glory. There is a repair in your destiny. There is a repair of your glory. A repair of your destiny. There is a repair of your glory.
Orise. Eni te ribo kori ketele boguri yaka. Anete te kori ketele. Anete rikala. Adorise, 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 adorise. Anete riketele le boguri ya. What was born at night against your glory? What was done in your dream against your glory? Let them be repaired now. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hand towards the altar. Yalibokuria badadada. Let there be a glory recovery for you. Let there be a glory recovery for you. 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 We bless you. Yabali boji dalaba, Gandari boji teke di boji da. He gives grace, he gives glory. He has crowned us with glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, from today, as your hands are stretched here, awesome, glorious experiences. In the name of Jesus. You have fought and you have fought and you have fought and you are tired. From this service, the Lord gives you glorious victories. Awesome victories. In the name of Jesus. Your glory that is working for another but not doing you any good. Let recover that glory now. Recover that glory now. Recover that glory now. Recover that glory now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has attached losses to your glory. At the peak, a loss comes. At the peak, a loss comes. At the peak, a loss comes. Whatever has attached losses to your glory. We separate losses from your glory. Let the fire of the Lord destroy those losses. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands to him. Whatever you need to move to the next level of life, to the higher level of life, let the Lord, the Son and the Seed, the one that gives grace and glory, the one that crowns with glory and honor, let him hand them over into your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say, I have a glorious destiny? Say, I have glorious experiences. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand to him and give him praise. Honor him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Every glory in captivity, let that glory be released in the name of Jesus. Every glory in captivity, be released in the name of Jesus. Every glory in captivity, be released in the name of Jesus. I see the angels crying with glory and honor. Stretch your hands, just stretch your hands. Let me have the keys. Let's have the keys. Just 3 minutes. Just stretch out. Suddenly, in our midst now, let the angels of God begin to perform sudden miracles in your life. Suddenly. Let the fire of the Lord settle the matter in your life. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly. Immediately. Now. Let the Lord settle every matter concerning your glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.